Outdoor Show, glad to have you along in the 4 o'clock hour, and we got a lot to talk about still this hour. I promise we're going to talk about more deer hunting tips for you, and I had a question about setting stands up. Get to that in just a second here. This hour of the Outdoor Show brought to you by Lakeshore Bike, 505 Lakeshore Boulevard in Marquette. Remember, you can stop by, take a look at their just incredibly good bike shop. BMXers, road bikers, mountain bikers, or just recreational bikers will all find something that they'll like about Lakeshore Bike in Marquette. Give them a call, 228-7547, and tell them that the Outdoor Show sent you in, and get your bike on with Lakeshore Bike. All right. Had a question about setting up stands. Confused bow hunter wants to know if he should set his stand up where he sees deer laying down. You can actually find these if you walk through the woods scouting. And let me just reiterate again, if you're out in the woods walking around, put a pair of rubber boots on. Don't wear your leather boots that you work in the garage or on the work site with, or you just walked through the gas station and got oil and gas on the bottom of them. Put a pair of rubber boots on that you don't put on until you get out of your truck in the woods. Knee-high rubber boots, they go a long way for scouting. So, you walk through the woods and you see areas where deer are obviously lying down. These are known as bedding areas. Bucks don't always bed in the same areas as does do. Generally speaking, bucks tend to be a little more skittish. They like to lay down on the side of a hill, some type of rise or high piece of ground, where they have the wind at their back and they can look out over the area in front of them. That way they can smell something or someone coming up behind them, or see something or hear something coming in front of them or to the side of them. Bedding areas are very valuable, but you should protect them as a bow hunter. You should not set your stand up in a bedding area. Now, there are always exceptions to the rule, but as a general rule of thumb, you usually don't want to be in bedding areas. That's the worst thing you can do, to set up a tree stand in a bedding area. First of all, if you're hunting in the morning and a buck's coming back to its bedding area, and you don't get a shot at it, and it lays down 45 yards through a bunch of thick brush, well, what do you think's going to happen at 9:30 or 10 when you get out of your stand? You just spooked that buck, and you don't want him to know you're in the area if at all possible. So that's sort of the logic behind not setting up your tree stand in a bedding area. Secondly, a lot of people like to set up their stands and try to ambush bucks in the feeding or watering areas. I am a fan of this, but I will tell you this. If you can find a concentrated travel corridor where they travel between bedding areas and feeding or watering areas, that is the perfect spot. Typically, a travel corridor is not used for baiting. You don't set out bait. I have used the technique of setting two or three apples out to get them to stop. But remember, this causes suspicion, and you have to be incredibly patient and hope they don't come in 10 minutes before legal shooting lights over. Travel corridors tend to concentrate deer movement. They work really well, especially for bucks, because they're a little less likely to be suspicious of what's going on. You can actually catch them in a mindset that they're not incredibly weary. Around feeding areas, and especially watering areas, bucks tend to be very skittish, very suspicious about what's going on around them, and in tune with every little sound, smell, sight around them. That's why travel corridors are where most of the biggest bucks are found before the rut. Where I'm talking before the rut now. Once the rut's on, all bets are off. Bucks are running all night long. They're not even hardly bedding down until they're exhausted. So that's a completely different story. I'm talking right now, between now and the start of the chase. Try to find traveling corridors. You may want to hunt deer in the feeding and watering areas, but I highly recommend, as a general rule of thumb, you don't set up stands in bedding areas. And if you can figure out where each of those are with the deer in your area, well, then you're golden.